And Phyllis and Burl went, and we went.
We did, I don't know. When was that?
And we went back to Upper Sandusky. It's been about 4 or 5 years ago now.
I should have remembered that. I don't.
Our cousin is the one that set it up, and oh, it was nice. It was fun and very pretty. It's a very pretty farming community. It really is pretty. We met lots of very nice people. Most of those relatives are in the graveyard, so we spent lots of time, you know, going through, finding them, and so it was, and it's the only time. I never had been back there very much. I think growing up I may have been back there twice, because Daddy never went home very much, and except then when we had this reunion, well, it was very nice. So we really did. The old houses, the house that Daddy grew up with in, is still there. Beautiful condition. His two of the other tracks, their houses are still there. One is a beautiful thing, and they're still there.
Wow, that's neat.
It was
it's track, is that a German name?
It's Tracht, really. T-R-A-C-H-T.
Did you know your grandparents very well?
Yes, and I knew Gammy, which was Mama's mother. I did not know Daddy's mother. I have pictures when they came out here to visit, and I'm a baby, and they're holding me. They apparently looks like we're out at White Sands. We wrote to Grandpa a lot, Daddy's father. And so we really corresponded more that way. But as far as really knowing him, except for the time that we went back there, I remember going back, and they had this great big house, and we had a, we were in a bedroom upstairs. I think Phyllis was not born yet, but Betty Ann was, and we, Jocelyn, and we went there. Now Gammy, Mama's mother, we knew her quite well.
Was that her name, or was that a familiar name, just like Grandma or something?
No, that was what we called her. Let me see, what was her name? Fanny. Her name was Fanny.
You mean her last name? Or
no, her first name. She was Fanny Moran.
And you called her Gammy.
We called her Gammy, but I don't know why we did, but
that's
we
cute.
Just did. But then later, as she grew older, she would come down here in the wintertime. And she would stay either with Mom and Daddy, and then she finally found a little place that had, I'm trying to think, of, that's run by the sisters. I can't think of the name of that. But she had a nice big bedroom, and she enjoyed it there, so she usually came down and she stayed there. So we knew her pretty well.
That's nice. There's a bunch of words in our interview that we would like to get pronunciations for, and so I'm going to try to trick you into saying some of them.
Oh!
Is all this getting recorded?
Mm-hmm.
I better be careful what I say.
Let's see. Oh, okay. If a woman did not want to have a baby in a hospital, she might have had a woman come who was not medically trained necessarily, but she'd just come and help with the birth. Do you know the name for a woman like that?
Midwife?
Have you heard any other names for that kind of?
No. I know there are some, but...
Have you ever heard of a granny woman?
No.
Okay. Well, that's one, and I think it's from Utah.
It sounds like maybe the Mennonites are... You know, people like that.
It could be. Yeah, it could be.